One out of every six is just like no one. The other five get off their cookies by conforming. Who's to tell whom? What is the way? Who's to assume? You can't be happy and gay before we judge the one who rebels. Let's take a good look at ourselves. We tried computer dating, it failed, of course. Most of our legal mating ends in divorce. Inside suburban houses, neighbors are swapping spouses. Some guys who find that middle class pass. One out of every six is just like our son. The rest of us make love while watching Johnny Carson. What can you lose? Confess all your sins. March from your pews right to the Holiday Inn. It's everything that you ask and were afraid to know. I tell you, sex will never die. And the kinkiest guy could be your grocer or someone closer. And while the intellectuals analyze our plight, perverted heterosexuals boogie down all night. Even our politicians are taking prone positions. I tell you, son, if this is it, shit. One out of every six is liberated. The rest of us are oversexed and still frustrated. What lies ahead? Where will it end? Turn down your bed and baby, jump on a friend. And when trouble and love has begun, yeah, we'll all be number one.
That was called One Out of Six, and most of you will know Thelma Houston from her huge disco hit Don't Leave Me This Way, which reached number one in 1976. But she also recorded a very gay song that year for the movie Norman Is That You. The movie starred Red Fox and Pearl Bailey, and the premise was finding out that their son was gay and dating a white man. And this is J.D. Doyle in Queer Music Heritage, and welcome to part two of my special feature, Straight Artists, Queer Songs, the 1970s. And I've split the 70s roughly into three groups, and this segment will cover 1974 through 1977. The next song is from 1975, but I just found out about it, and it really feeds my imagination. It's about the Hardy Boys, the ones of detective novel and TV fame. Now, they go back to the late 20s, but my first exposure was the Disney series in 1956, with Tim Considine and Tommy Kirk, who later came out as gay. A late 70s TV show had Parker Stevenson and Sean Cassidy as our heroes. Now, I already had a huge crush on Parker Stevenson from his 1972 movie, A Separate Piece. So when I heard this track, in my head, those two actors were cast in the plot of the song, the way I would have loved to have seen them, as Hardy Boys at the Y.
This song is called The Hardy Boys at the Y. It's a requited love song. This is also done in a phony English dialect. For effect.
Joe met Frank whilst working out at the YMCA. The bench presses and the forearm curls were what got them off that day. On the floor of a darkened weight room, for an hour these two did lay. In the distance they heard others basketball their lives away, their lives away. Their workout being over, to the showers these two did go. In the shower room they showered, and Frank gave his soap to Joe. A very close vein tied exec, what the thing just did not know. And Frank asked his chum to do his back and places down below, down below. To Frank's request, Joe did agree with a Times Square sleazy smile. The gaping mouths of washed-up jocks could not cramp Joe's style. Fondling done with soaked-up hands can indeed beguile. It was Greek to them and they came again, thrashing on cold tile, on cold tile. It's fabulous. They strolled around their locker room, taking in the sights. They mounted scales and weighed themselves. Out of habit, they checked their heights. Together they squeezed blackheads underneath fluorescent lights. Then Frank performed a modern dance in Joe's bikini tights, bikini tights. Joe and Frank, they left the Y, their exercising done. They ambled down where 63rd, their love had just begun. Back inside of dad tight sneakers, 46-year-old young son. And around the indoor track, a pretty girl did run, she did run.
I love Janine, a Pisces beauty in the first degree. She shows me the way through the fog to the sea. But she tells me that there's someone other than me. She's an angel on a mountain in the snow. But she loves Joe. Now here's a man I've grown to love and know. We grew up together like a cat and dog will. Then Janine came along and that's when I took my spill. She's an angel but he doesn't love her though. Loves Marie. She and I have both seen that what ends happy doesn't seem to end at all. And she's a queen. And her realm knows no border, really. Except that she's in love with Paul. And Paul is gay. But she loves him more because he is that way. He lives very happily with his lover named John. But John makes excuses so Paul won't catch on that he's really in love with Sara Lee. And Sara Lee secretly, honestly, truly loves.
If you look on the album for Hardy Boys at the Y, you won't find that title, likely due to copyright reasons. I'm sure some TV network would have complained. So on the LP, it's just called Untitled, and it was sung by Loudon Wainwright III, now more famous as the father of Rufus. The album was called Unrequited, and the song after that was a chain of unrequited love, with one person really loving the next, matter-of-factly including a gay couple. That was simply called Love Song. It was by Severin Brown from 1974. In the 70s, the Rubettes were kind of a power pop act from the UK that had a string of hits, their biggest being Sugar Baby Love. One of their last releases was in quite a different vein and tells a sad story. from 1976 was Under One Roof.
Billy ran away from his home to find a way to live in peace. His mama didn't give a damn about him, and his papa's on the run from the police. When Billy hit the city hit Billy. No one needs you when you're down and out. And one kind guy with the painted eyes picked him up and bailed him out. Under one moon, sharing one moon, nobody cared about them. Under one moon, sharing one moon, daring the world to part them. Billy found it hard to find a job to make some pay. All day looking round, getting lit down, always being turned away. And Johnny was the only one getting top down to Billy from above. And for the first time in his life, Billy found out what it felt like to be loved. Under one roof, sharing one love, nobody cared. Under one moon, sharing one love, daring the world to part them. Some of Billy's papa found out all about the style of Billy's life, and it didn't take long before he came round and he had a knife. He cut up Johnny, stole all his money, he called him all the names that he could find. Said he'd whip up Billy at the factory tomorrow and showed him what they do to Billy's kind. Under one moon, sharing one love, now the whole world knew about them. Under one moon, show the world who I'm living for. And if I lose my job, if I lose my life, you know one thing is true. They can take away anything from me, but it won't take me from you. And at 5:30, Billy Daddy waited at the factory for him to come. And how he did the greeting, he cut him in the sitting and spattled him in front of everyone. As Billy lay dying, his papa started crying, the cops appeared and threw him in the cane. And all the rest of us was the first to give him love. Had been a man.
So you keep all your troubles inside of you.
That was the Kinks, urging their friend to come out of the closet and live on the outside. That was from their Sleepwalker album from 1977, and they have garnered an appearance on each of these 70s segments. Next are two gay country novelty songs, both from 1974, and the second one actually made the charts, up to number 12. But the first is perhaps more well-known, and is dripping in stereotypes. Allegedly by Ben Gay and the Silly Savages, it's the Ballad of Ben Gay. I'd like to dedicate it to Wayne and Bruce at the Chartreuse Moose. Oh wait, they're going to do that.
Hi, I'm Ben Gay. I'd like to dedicate this number to Wayne and Bruce and all my friends at the Chartreuse Moose. 1, 2, buckle your shoe. Okay, boys, let's slap it from the bottom. 1, 2, be a cowboy. That's what I tried to be. Wanted to be a cowboy, but they poked fun at me. Dreamed of riding horses, roping and herding cattle. Oh, how those brutes terrorized me when they saw my velvet saddle. Can I help it if my skin's delicate? Of course not. I tried to be a wrangler. Really and truly I tried. But after this experience, I'll stick to pony rides. Should have seen the way they looked. Their faces all turned pale. Each time I took my brush out and ratted my horse's tail, I thought I looked just darling. Okay, boys, play the bridge. Not that kind of bridge, you silly savages. You want Ben Gay all over you? A cowboy's life is not for me. In fact, it was a curse. Want to know why I gave up? They took away my purse. Now my wrangling days are over. But I can honestly say, whoever heard of a cowboy named Hopalong Ben Gay? I don't know why they took my purse. They have saddlebags, don't they? If you want to be a wrangler, take Ben's advice, hang loose. Come see old Wayne and me. We'll be at the Chartreuse Moose. Fix you up, whatever. They laughed at me when I ripped my pantyhose, pulling them over my spurs.
That same year, Jim Stafford, who had a number of successful comic songs during the 70s and 80s, released one with an intentional surprise ending.
Bill walked me to my door last night, and he said, "Before I go, there's something about our love affair that I have a right to know." I said, "Let's not stand out here like this. What would the neighbors think? Why don't we just step inside and I'll fix us both a drink?" My girl Bill, my girl Bill, can't say enough about the way I feel about my girl. My girl Bill. William's hands were shaking as he took his glass of wine, and I could see we both felt the same. And when his eyes met mine, I said, "Who we love, why we love, it's hard to understand. So let's just sit here on the couch and face this man to man." My girl Bill, my girl Bill, can't say enough about the way I feel about my girl. My girl Bill. Bill, you know we just left her place, and we both know what she said. She doesn't want to see your face, and she wishes you were dead. Now I know we both love her, and I guess we always will. But you're gonna have to find another, 'cause she's my girl, Bill. My girl, Bill.
My Girl Bill by Jim Stafford. I have a personal memory of that song. Now, remember that this was not a song about two gay guys. It was just a joke. But this was 1974, and I was at work, and the song came on the radio. A male co-worker about my age heard it and just started to get so angry. And I'm sure he expressed that very colorfully. From deep in my closet, I didn't say a word, but I knew to keep that door especially closed around him. Coming up, three songs by well-known black artists, Funkadelic, The Miracles, and Joe Tex. First, Funkadelic singing in 1974 that Jimmy's got a little bit of bitch in him.
Jimmy's got a little bit of bitch in him, the bitch in him upsets the gym. Bitch in him, the bitch in him, outweighs the gym. Jimmy's got a little bit of she in he, but when he pee, he sees.
A reality can be stiff sometimes, but then again it can be flexible, depending on the angle of the dangle, increased by the heat of the meat. And with the proposition that all men are not created equal. So why frown? Yeah. Even the sun go down. We're calling mixed emotions for now. Play on, Jimmy.
Jimmy's got a little bit of bitch in him. The bitch in him obsessed with Jim. The bitch in him outweighs the gym. Jim's got a little bit of she in him, but when he pees, he sees.
A reality can be hard, then again it can be swinging. Like I said, depending on the angle of the dangle, increased by the heat of the beat. And with the proposition that all men are not created equal. So why frown? Even the sun go down. We'll call it mixed emotions for now.
Jimmy's got a little bit of bitch in him. The bitch in him upsets the gym.
other night?
Yeah.
Hey, but wait a minute, man. That's a gay bar.
Hey, man. Ain't nothing but gay bars in Los Angeles.
Yeah, Bill, that might be true, though, but, you know, some of the finest women are in the gay bar.
Hey, but dig, Bob, how you know they women?
Well,
Hey, man, look, well, look, gay people are nice people, too, man.
Funkadelic gave us Jimmy's Got a Little Bit of Bitch in Him from their 1974 album, Standing at the Verge of Getting It On. Next was The Miracles and their million-selling album, City of Angels, in 1975. Smokey Robinson had already left the group several years earlier, but they were obviously doing well. The album included the fairly tolerant song, Ain't Nobody Straight in L.A., and Joe Tex. Well, when he wasn't talking about skinny legs and all that, he was just insisting on warning his friend. The song Be Cool, Willie Was Dancing with a Sissy, from his 1977 album, Bumps and Bruises. This next song is vague enough that it could be argued either way that his other love is a man. The UK band Ian Lloyd and Stories tells us about another love, and this starts off a trio of bisexual songs.
Girl, I think it's time. I like it both ways. Johnny's world is inside out. His daddy thinks he's insane.
Sweet brought us AC/DC on their 1975 album, Desolation Boulevard. And an act you probably don't know is the Australian band Supernaut. They were very hot in that country in the late 70s, taking all the way to number one their song, I Like It Both Ways. A bisexual song at number one. You're right, it didn't chart at all in this country. And this next song charted nowhere, but is quite well known. In 1970, the Rolling Stones were ending their contract with Decca Records and owed them one more song. Well, they made sure Decca would not make any money from it, as they wrote one of the filthiest songs in rock history. They came up with Cocksucker Blues.
Well, I'm alone from school, boy. Just came into town. Yeah, I'm a lonesome schoolboy, and I just came into town. Well, I heard so much about London, I decided to check it out. Well, I wait in Leicester Square with the palm of the look in my eye. Yeah, I'm leaning on Nelson's column. But all I do is talk to the line. Oh, when can I get my cock sucked? When can I get my ass fucked? I may have no money, but I know where to put it every time. Young policeman, if it only locked me up for the night. Well, I had pigs in the farmyard. Some of them, they're all right. Well,
well, he fucked me with his truncheon, and his helmet was way too tight. Oh, where can I get my cock sucked? Where can I get my ass fucked? Well, I ain't got no money, but I know where to put it every time. No.
Cocksucker Blues was from 1970, and you may notice that the way I've divided these three segments up by years, well, that should have been in part one. But that segment is the part that airs locally on public radio, so that just wouldn't work. The next song was about another man about town. Louis Fury sang about Hustler's Tango on his self-titled 1975 album, and he included several songs on his albums that touched on the gay side of life. Getting near the end of part two, and I know I told you I was purposely avoiding cover songs, but this one is just too much fun and is actually more of a parody. It's from the UK from 1977 by the Roadies, called Packer of the Leads.
Hi Gladys, is that your new boyfriend?
Uh-huh, ain't he something?
And he's ugly. Where'd you meet him?
I met him by a transit van. He was the roadie with a rocking band. That's why they call him the Packer of the Leeds. The band were always putting him down.
Down, down.
They said feedback must be his favorite sound.
They said it must be his favorite sound.
But to me he was so alive. Though half the time he was too drunk to drive. I knew I loved him, the Packer of the Leeds. I recall the day my baby saw stars.
Stars.
It was the day he forgot to bring the guitars.
It was the day he forgot to bring guitars.
He flew through the air in his Osmond's vest. And when he landed on the mixing desk, I knew I loved him, the Packer of the Leeds. But then one night we were saying goodbye to each other in our usual place, under the van. A policeman came up and said, "What are you doing?" My baby was real quick. He said, "We're men in the clutch." The policeman said, "Well, he'd better fix the brakes as well, because the van's rolling down the hill." Heard my baby's gonna be alright.
Alright.
The band started working on a new TV series last night. Now everything is gonna be okay, cause they don't use guitar leads anyway. I knew he'd make it, the Packer of the Leeds.
And I thank you for listening to part two of Queer Music Heritage. This is J.D. Doyle, and this has been the middle part of Straight Artists, Queer Songs, the 1970s. Rod Stewart closes the segment, and I think my favorite of his albums was Tonight's the Night from 1977, and it included the sad story of the killing of Georgie.
Oh, yeah. Changing ways, so-called liberated days. A story comes to mind of a friend of mine. Georgie boy was gay, I guess. Nothing more or nothing less. The kindest guy I ever knew. His mother's tears fell in vain. The afternoon George tried to explain that he needed love like all the rest. Paul said there must be a mistake. How can my son not be straight after all I've said and done for him? Leaving home on a Greyhound bus, cast out by the ones he loves, a victim of these gay days it seems. Georgie went to New York town, where he quickly settled down and soon became the toast of the great white way. Accepted by Manhattan's elite and all the places that were chic, no party was complete without George. Along the boulevards he cruised, and all the old queens blew a fuse. Everybody loved Georgie boy. Time I saw George alive was in the summer of 75. He said he was in love. I said, "I'm pleased." George attended the opening night of another Broadway hype, but split before the final curtain fell. deciding to take a shortcut home. Arm in arm, they meant no wrong. A gentle breeze blew down Fifth Avenue. Out of a dark inside street came a New Jersey gang with just one aim: to roll some innocent passerby. There ensued a fearful fight. Screams rung out in the night. George is head in a sidewalk cornerstone. A leather kid, a switchblade knife, who did not intend to take his life. He just pushed his luck a little too far that night. The sight of blood dispersed again. A crowd gathered, the police came. An ambulance screamed to halt on 53rd and 3rd. George's life ended there, but I ask, who really cares? George once said to me, and I quote, he said, never wait or hesitate, get in, kid, before it's too late. You may never get another chance, 'cause youth's a mask, but it don't last. Live it long and live it fast. Georgie was a friend of mine.